Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray today that you're enjoying the day that the Lord has made and that you're getting ready to go up into God's house and worship Him on this Sunday. Lord, I thank you for giving us this opportunity to proclaim your word. May we never come into this country where your word cannot go out across in freedom. I pray, God, especially that you bring a mighty revival in our land. I ask specifically for that, God, that a revival will come in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to read out of Exodus chapter 3. And I want to read, this is part of the, in this chapter, God is calling Moses to go into Egypt, go before the king of Egypt and tell him that God said, let my people go. It's not that God was asking so much the Pharaoh's permission, because God said, I'm going to bring him out. But he was giving Pharaoh a chance to obey his word. But the Bible says that his heart was hardened. And the Bible says that God hardened his heart. Listen, a heart cannot be hardened unless it has rejected God. I want you to remember that. I want to repeat that. A heart cannot be hardened unless it has rejected God. Be careful today that you don't reject God and don't reject His word. You don't want a hard heart. But God told him, he said, Moses, I want you to go down and tell him to let my people go. And I'm going to work signs and I'm going to work miracles and I'm going to bring them out. And this is what Moses said in verse 11 of chapter 3. He said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? That was a good question. Moses said, who am I? In other words, I'm just a shepherd here on the backside of the wilderness. Who am I? I messed up when I was down in Egypt. I killed a man, buried him in the sand, and I had to flee for my life. Who am I that I should go? And I love what God told him. Down in verse 14, he said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. In other words, God is saying, Moses, we're not talking about who you are. We're talking about who I am. You know, that's where we all get in trouble. When we're faced with a hard situation or we're faced with something big, we always get to talking about what I am, what I can't do, who am I, I can't do this, I don't think I can handle that. That's not the point. If you go down that road, you're not going very far. But if you come to the place God said, I am. In other words, I am that I am. Anything you need, God was saying, I am. I am your deliverance. I am your hope. I am your healer. I am your blessed assurance. I am that I am. Today I'm talking to you people. Whatever you're facing, quit looking at your power and your strength, because in your power and your strength, you can't do it. It's the I am God. I am that I am. No matter what you need today, God is the one I am able to provide. He's your peace. He's your joy. He's your hope. He is, as the song says, you're all in all. Today, don't be discouraged when you look around and you see situations. You turn on the news, you turn on the TV, and you think, oh my gracious, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's the cry going out across the land, and God is saying, listen, please quit saying what you're going to do and look to me. I am that I am. I am able to deliver you. America, God is able to deliver. Daddy, God is able to deliver your family. Mama, God is able to bring your children home. Oh, let me tell you, hospital, once it's in the hospital, I am that I am is able to sustain you, able to bring you through the time that you're in, able to heal your body. He is able. Look to the I am God, the author and the finisher, the one that breathed the breath of life into your body. And you know what? Finally, God sent him. God went down and he told him, he said, listen, you're not going in your name. You go in my name. You tell him the I am God sent you. Today, I, Blondie Gregory, can do nothing. It's all through Jesus Christ. You can't do nothing, but through Jesus, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. God bless you today. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember to call on the I am God.